I'm Dan Schwartzman with the NBC Sports Audio Update. The Eastern Conference Finals resumes this hour as the Miami Heat are hosting the Boston Celtics with a series tied at 2 games apiece. Miami is hoping that NBA Sixth Man of the Year Tyler Hero will be able to play after sitting out Game 4 with a groin injury, while NBA Defensive Player of the Year Marcus Smart missed Game 4 for Boston with a sprained ankle. The All-NBA teams have been announced, with league MVP Nikola Jokic leading the first team along with Giannis Antetokounmpo, Luka Doncic, Jason Tatum, and Devin Booker. The second team is led by Joel Embiid along with Steph Curry, Ja Morant, DeMar DeRozan, and Kevin Durant. Just one game on the NHL playoff schedule underway this hour as the Colorado Avalanche look to move on to the Western Conference Finals as they're hosting the St. Louis Blues up 3-1. 13 games on the Major League Baseball schedule, with just two matchups featuring both teams at 500 or better records, as the New York Mets lose at the San Francisco Giants 9-3, while the San Diego Padres fall to the Milwaukee Brewers 2-1 in the final game of their 3-game set. The New York Yankees placing outfielder Giancarlo Stanton on the 10-day injured list with a right calf strain. So far this year, the slugger has hit 11 home runs and has driven in 35 runners. Meanwhile, the Colorado Rockies placing outfielder Chris Bryant on the 10-day IL with a lower back strain. On the season, Bryant is hitting .278 with no home runs and 4 RBIs in 74 plate appearances. Elsewhere, the Minnesota Twins placing rookie pitcher Joe Ryan on the COVID-19 injured list. The 25-year-old is 5-2 with a 2.28 ERA so far this year. Cleveland.com reports that the Browns and tight end David Njoku are closing in on a long-term contract agreement for between $13 and $14 million per season. The franchise-tagged 25-year-old has not attended voluntary OTAs this week due to looking for a new deal. As Liverpool prepares for Saturday's Champions League final versus Real Madrid, the Reds getting big news as star forward Mohamed Salah says he will be staying at Anfield next season and not looking for a move this summer. At the French Open, another major upset occurs as 4th seed Maria Sakkari loses in straight sets to Karolina Muchova, while 12th seed Emma Raducanu is ousted in 3 sets by Alexandra Sasnovic. Big names advancing to the third round include 15th seed Victoria Azarenka, 21st seeded Angelique Kerber, along with Americans Coco Gauff and Amanda Anisimova. In the men's draw, a few big scares as 3rd seed Alexander Zverev and 6th seed Carlos Alcaraz both need 5 sets to advance to the third round. Meanwhile, top seed Novak Djokovic, 5th seeded Rafa Nadal, who's won the event 13 times, 9th seed Felix Auger-Aliassime, and 10th seed Cameron Norrie all move on to the third round. With your NBC Sports Audio Update, I'm Dan Schwartzman.